Thank you. I realize I'm standing between y'all and lunch, so I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and jump right on into it. So in Virginia, electronic data are really an essential part of our surveillance. But we actually capture a lot more information in our investigations than we necessarily capture electronically. And one example of this is our food history data. So for all our salmonellosis investigations, we capture all this food history data, but we don't have a way of recording that electronically or a good way of really being able to analyze those data once we get them. So in Virginia, we developed a pilot program to assess whether online questionnaires might be a good tool for us to use to improve how we can capture and analyze these food history data. And we evaluated time savings, data quality, and benefits and challenges of this project. This project was implemented in 15 of our 35 health districts across the state, and they used a project-specific case report forum that had incorporated metrics needed for evaluation. The online food history questionnaire was created in EpiInfo, collected information on 95 foods, as well as an open food history for group and restaurant meals. We also collected some basic demographic information, as well as some public opinion questions about how well the public was responding to this online questionnaire. We started in mid-June of last year, collecting just some basic data, some baseline data on how long our salmonellosis investigations were taking us. And starting at the end of July through the end of November, we actually offered our patients the option to do their food history online via a unique URL link to an online questionnaire. This is just showing our cases that are eligible for analysis. I'm just going to draw your attention to the top right, and you'll see that we actually had a lot of cases potentially eligible, but 85 of them were lost to follow-up before we even were able to get started and to interview them. And I'll come back to that in a little bit. This is just showing our outcomes. In the center, we have how many persons opted to complete the online questionnaire and how many declined or were not offered. And at the top, we have how many of them actually submitted an online food history, and towards the bottom, we have how many were missing. If you look to the far left, you'll see we had 85 persons opt for the online questionnaire, and 51 of them, or 60%, actually submitted that online questionnaire. So we had hypothesized initially that as investigators, we would save ourselves time during our investigations if patients completed their own food history. And we did find that, in fact, 5 minutes were saved on our investigations when patients opted for this online questionnaire. And not surprisingly, public health staff didn't have any time savings when the patients declined. In terms of data completeness, questionnaires submitted by their patients or their parents or guardians were very similar and equivalent in completeness to those submitted by public health. And you can see this pretty well, I think, in the graph. We had 90% of the questionnaires that were submitted for both were 90% or more in completeness. In terms of data quality, the data quality was actually better among those questionnaires that were submitted by patients or their parents and guardians compared to those that were submitted by public health. And as you can see here, the data quality was 90% or more in 2/3 of the questionnaires that were submitted by patients, which was nearly double that of the questionnaires submitted by public health. We also asked our public health staff to complete a survey at the end of the questionnaire to help us get an understanding of how well this pilot was working for them. There were several benefits identified, including access to electronic data and empowering the patient. 3/4 of our public health staff who responded said that they liked electronic data, and 65% would prefer to record future food history data electronically. We saw this mirrored with the patients themselves, with 80% of our patients or their parents, guardians who submitted an online questionnaire saying they prefer to do a future food history online. However, there were a lot of concerns about loss to follow-up. As we saw before, 40% of the patients who actually opted for the online questionnaire ultimately never submitted one. But to provide some context, as I highlighted before, 85 out of our 442 cases that were potentially eligible for analysis had to be excluded at the beginning of the project because they were lost to follow-up anyway. We couldn't get a hold of them to even offer them the questionnaire. We also wanted to understand why people would decline. 42% of people that we offered the questionnaire to declined. The most popular reason was essentially, you've already got me on the phone, let's just go ahead and do it right now. And 1/4 of the people who declined the questionnaire cited that as their reason. However, we also had 20% of people cite computer issues. For example, they didn't have access to internet, or maybe they just weren't very familiar with computers or didn't feel very comfortable with them. We also wanted to understand how acceptable this was to our staff who were actually implementing this project. 95% of them who responded to the survey supported capturing data electronically. However, there was a split, with 42% saying that they support electronic data even if they themselves, as the investigators, have to enter the data into the database, with 58% saying that they support electronic data but only if the patient enters the data themselves, suggesting that we would have more acceptability among our public health staff if we lessened the burden for data entry. And almost three-quarters of our public health staff said that they felt it was better to have fewer feud histories with more complete and of better quality data than the inverse. And since we saw in this evaluation that the data submitted by patients tends to be of a better quality and equivalent completeness, the loss to follow-up we saw associated with the online questionnaire could be acceptable for public health. We did have some study limitations, including a lack of adherence to our study protocol. This could have introduced some biases and certainly reduced our power. We also had that loss to follow-up, and as you probably all know, last fall we had some competing public health interests with all of our Ebola preparedness gearing up. We also had a lower than desirable response rate on our public health staff survey, and we did encounter some technical difficulties while using the web-based function of EpiInfo. But just to conclude, there are a lot of benefits to collecting these data electronically, but they do have to be balanced against a lot of other factors, including acceptability by both the people who are taking the questionnaire and the public, as well as the public health and staff who are implementing it, as well as some of the technical challenges that are going to be posed. So further evaluation by individual health departments of their particular strengths and weaknesses of their data collection systems would be very helpful to facilitate informed decision-making before adopting their use widespread. Thank you.